Good morning from the newsroom of the Financial Times. Today is Friday, December 20th, and this is your FT News Briefing. After months of delay, the Bank of England has a new governor. Republicans accuse Democrats of getting cold feet on the impeachment of Donald Trump, and the co-founder of Uber is selling out of the company. Plus, the FT's Jennifer Ablon explains why investors are now flocking to some of the riskiest debt in the U.S. market. I'm Mark Filippino, and here's the news you need to start your day. The search for the next governor of the Bank of England is over. The FT reports that Andrew Bailey will succeed Mark Carney in the top job at the central bank. Mr. Bailey currently runs the Financial Conduct Authority and is a former deputy governor of the BOE. But he wasn't always a shoo-in for the job. Over the past year, his reputation has been hit by the way the FCA handled a series of financial scandals. The decision over the new BOE governor has been repeatedly delayed due to Brexit and the UK election. Mr. Bailey is expected to take over from Mr. Carney in February. Now that the U.S. House of Representatives has impeached President Donald Trump, the next big question is when the Senate will hold its trial. It was originally expected that it would start in January, but Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi won't say when she'll send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate. This must happen before the trial can start. The delay is a tactic to pressure Republicans on the process for the trial. The parties are now fighting over the trial's ground rules, including whether key witnesses, such as White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, could be called to testify in the Senate. As the standoff continues, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is pressuring Ms. Pelosi to get things done.
Speaker Pelosi suggested that House Democrats may be too afraid to even transmit their shoddy work product to the Senate. Mr. President, it looks like the prosecutors are getting cold feet in front of the entire country.
And the co-founder of Uber is on course to sell out of the company. Mr. Kalanick was ousted as Uber's chief in 2017. It came after several scandals, including allegations of sexism and sexual harassment, as well as revelations of an aggressive company culture. Mr. Kalanick has sold the bulk of his stake in Uber. He liquidated more than $2.5 billion worth of stock in recent months. The former Uber chief executive has sold more than 90% of what he held after the company went public in May. It's got people wondering whether Mr. Kalanick could sell his entire stake by the end of 2019, and what that would mean for his seat on the Uber board. And here's a story you should know more about. The U.S. junk bond market has rallied this year as investors search for bigger and bigger returns in a low-interest rate environment. And in December, they piled into some of the riskiest of this debt. The FT's markets editor, Jennifer Ablon, explains what's motivating investors.
Investors are looking for yield, especially against the backdrop of nearly $12 trillion of negative yielding bonds around the world. We are seeing investors scrambling for any kind of yield that they can get their hands on. Now, the high yield market has been the destination because they offer, quote unquote, high yields. And that has been one of the most fascinating movements that we've been seeing this year. Investors have been buying up all types of junk bonds. But in the last several weeks, we've seen a huge shift into triple C credits, which is the junkiest of junk, is offering double digit yields, 10, 11%. But remember, the lower the credit spectrum that you actually hit, the more compensation and risk you're taking on. So investors are really stretching for yield and taking additional risk by buying and bidding up triple C credits.
And Jen, what kind of investors are we talking about here?
So this is one of the warnings and conundrums by the markets. Retirees that live and die on fixed income cannot survive on 2% money market funds. So what they're doing is they're stretching for that yield and going into high yield junk bonds. When they're doing that, you are also seeing a lot of these retirees take on more and more credit risk. It's retirees, it's pension funds, foundations, endowments, insurance companies that have to match their assets with their liabilities. So everyone is scrambling for any kind of yield.
What's the broader market risk of so many people investing in junk bonds?
That is an excellent question. That adds fuel to the question and concern, is this a bond market bubble? And I spoke with Jeffrey Gundlach of Double Line Capital and Dan Iveson of PIMCO, two of the most prominent fixed income managers in the world, who point out that they've been out of or underweight junk bonds because if the economy shrinks, this is the first market that will feel the pain. And that's why this is a huge headache for the Federal Reserve. They cannot move interest rates too high. Otherwise, the pain will be felt in the one market that everyone has been gravitating toward.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. We're taking a break next week, but we'll be back with the briefing on Monday, December 30th. On behalf of our team, have a safe and happy holiday. The FT News Briefing is produced by Amy Keene and me, Mark Filipino. Our editor is Amelia Mahasik. We also had help from Gavin Coleman and Michael Bruning. One quick reminder before I go, and that's to check out the FT's seasonal appeal. This year, our partner is the Zoological Society of London. My colleagues have been reporting on how ZSL works to fight organized poaching and to support communities affected by it. Visit ft.com/seasonal appeal to learn more.
Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.